interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. This is at the American Freedom Network and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and beautiful, beautiful morning here. Well, anyway, we have with us this morning Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking really about the things that are going on in Israel, some of the past machinations there of stealing elections, really how the system really works. And, of course, if you look at Israel where they rigged the election that brought Netanyahu to power, you understand they rig elections all over the world. I mean, they're rigging an election in Rhodesia right now. What makes you think they don't rig elections in the United States? Do you remember, of course, back in the year 2004, the race between two skull and bone members, you know, both good friends, both from the same secret Luciferian society, George Bush and John Kerry, and of course there in the state of Ohio, why one of the precincts where there were 800 people registered, but 1,200 votes for George Bush, and the explanation was, well, the voting machine had a hiccup. That's why you got 400 more votes. Than were actually there. No, John Kerry won the election, but the election, the people in power, I believe, wanted George Bush there. Why? Because he'll discredit Christianity, because he'll discredit the Republican Party, because he would persist, you know, in this effort to bankrupt America. That's why we wanted George Bush in, and they got George Bush in. They rig elections. But Barry has a wonderful story of how they rigged the election over in Israel. Understand that when you have a democracy, you will always get rigged elections because you're talking about power. Well, anyway, of course, Barry's also going to cover the tragic events that are unfolding over in Israel as we arm the PLO, the terrorists. We're doing everything we can to build up the enemies of Israel, funding Egypt, which is spending their money to buy military equipment to be used against Israel, selling sophisticated weapons to Saudi Arabia that will be used against Israel and against our own forces. And, of course, we have our military, which are training the PLO terrorist forces in Jordan, arming them. And then, of course, this is all in preparation for the coming attack on Israel. It doesn't make sense unless you understand the policy. We always create the best enemy that money could buy. And with that as a background, Barry, I'm going to let you do all the talking from now on. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking Carter in Israel. That's how we got on to the elections in 97. But Carter is still in Israel. He'll go to Damascus tomorrow and meet with the head of Hamas. He's meeting with the heads of Hamas right now in Gaza, but he meets the top head, Khaled Mashal, in Damascus, a very bitter enemy of Israel's. So Carter found that Prime Minister Olmert and Foreign Minister Livni snubbed him, which, by the way, had to have been done with the Bush administration. Israel doesn't snub anybody. You tell them to meet with the worst terrorists on the face of the earth, they'll sit down and have meetings. If that's what Rice tells them to do, Olmert will do it. But I guess Rice-Bush said make Carter's trip a snub job, and that's what Olmert and Livni did. But we have to look at the Israelis Carter met. There weren't many, but one was Shimon Peres, who we'll get to shortly, who was put into the peace mafia game by the Camp David Accords. Gave Peres a brand new career in crime. But the real surprise, and I've looked for the answer and I can't find the answer, is the head of the second largest right-wing party in Israel, Avigdor Lieberman, meets with Carter. And I don't even have an explanation for it, and I haven't seen one either. But the issue with Khaled Mashal didn't just start with Carter's trip. There's a very famous story. In Israel, it's famous. In America, nobody knows this, but it was pretty big in Israel. In 1998, when Netanyahu was prime minister, he ordered Mashal murdered in Amman, Georgia, where he was headquartered. Today he's in Damascus for his own health. But Netanyahu's government sent a Mossad hit squad to Amman, and they succeeded in injecting him with something that put him into a comatose state. Now, the Jordanians found out about this. And just as literally, just as he was put into a state by whatever drug this was, and I don't know what drug it was. It was something we can't buy at the pharmacy. But the Jordanians arrested the hit squad. The Jordanians caught the Mossad. Now, this became a diplomatic deal never done by Israel and the Arabs, never done by anyone. But Hussein, who was then king of Jordan, told Netanyahu that if he sends over the antidote to whatever put Mashal into the comatose state, he would release the hit squad. And within a day, the antidote arrived in Jordan. Mashal came to, and the hit squad returned to Israel. It's really a fantastic story, except it was a highly publicized and very real story. And there are a lot of questions to ask about the Mossad hit squad. Why didn't they just kill him? Who says you give poison that there's an antidote to? There's lots of questions about this embarrassment to Netanyahu.
But the biggest question was, how were the Jordanians able to capture the Mossad? Because the Mossad is a very, very efficient intelligence organization, and somebody must have tipped off the Jordanians.
Well, we know who it was, and we'll get to it. It was, of course, leader of the opposition, Shimon Peres. And Peres defeated Netanyahu in 97 in the race for prime minister, but he didn't. He actually won. He won by about 2%. And, I got this story from the highest levels of the government you could imagine, really. I got it from then social affairs minister of the Shas party. I hear the music.
Hold on, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shavish. So, Barry, you pick up the story and go on.
Well, essentially, we're talking about who exposed the Mossad and humiliated Netanyahu. And as usual, I mean, it's getting boring that Paris and possibly the Mossad itself. That's why I asked the questions about what they injected and why there was an antidote. But it was all done to humiliate Netanyahu, and it worked like a charm, by the way. And the reason is because in the year before, in 1997, Peres won an election for the first time in his career after the Rabin assassination. He actually won the election, but was forced to lose it. Now, the sources, they're very high sources. Eli Yishai is still sitting in the Israeli cabinet to this day from the Shas party. And I guess back then they want to extricate themselves from the mess they were in. Again, thanks to Peres. We've done this show before, but let's stick with this. I get a phone call. Now, I should remind you, I had given a lecture at Hebrew University the night before, April 3rd, 1997, about Rabin, my very first lecture in Israel. And the Shabak, our secret services, arranged such a violent protest against me that I was front page news for a week. I was the lead story in Israel. I was the first item on the news. The Shabak propelled me into fleeting celebrity status by doing this riot against my Rabin assassination. They call it the conspiracy theory. It's the actual murder. Now, the next day, I get a phone call from a nice gentleman named Yaakov Moore. After this story is over, I might even tell you we met several years later, and he said Shas was mad at me for revealing the meeting. But what he said to me then was that, why did he said, first of all, I was in the shirut in the service, meaning I was in the Shabbat. And he says to me, why did they do that to you? I said, what have you got on them? And, well, I said, I have a few documents that proves that the Yigal Amir didn't kill Yitzchak Rabin. And he says, I'd like to come over and speak with you. So he's over the next day. Actually, I think he was there that day. It all happened very quickly. Now, back then, I had, several dozen documents. I ended up with 2,500, but these were really very incriminating documents. I had a police lab report proving Rabin was shot point blank when the government said it was from half a yard. I had the doctor's report proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that Rabin's back was shattered. And I had the film of the murder showing Rabin walking to the car after he's shot in the back, which means his back wasn't broken. If you have a shattered spine, you don't go walking. You don't even have nerves. You just collapse. And I gave the documents to read. And after this, I just smoked and looked at the sky for it while he read them. After about 20 minutes, he puts his index finger to his lips and stands up. And with his left hand, he waves me outside. He's walking backwards, and he's waving me outside. When we finally get to the street, he says to me, I'm not going to talk in that house. I said, all right. He said, you know your documents are authentic? And I said, yeah, I do. And he says, do you know how high up this has to go? And I said, yeah, I've got a pretty good idea how high it goes. Then he says to me, why didn't you get some sort of government job in Nepal or Uganda or somewhere? That's what they do to troublemakers like you. Why are they arranging riots against you? And I said, it came as a shock to me. I don't know why they did that. And he says, well, I'm going to tell my minister. He was the financial advisor to Elie Ishai, Minister of Social Affairs. He said, well, I'm going to report back to my minister, and I think you could expect a phone call. And then we shook hands, and he left. And the next morning, Elie Ishai's secretary phones. And she says to me, we'd like your documentation. And in exchange, if you bring me all your documents, in exchange, we're going to give you a secret just as good as the Rabin assassination. We're going to give you a huge piece of information. Do with it as you will, but that's in exchange for your for us photocopying your documents. And frankly, I didn't even need the bribe. I would have given them the documents. I want the truth to come out. And back then, I didn't realize how thoroughly corrupted Shas was by the murder of Rabin, who was Shimon Peres. But I had hoped we could finally get this thing out to the public, and I didn't just have to give them the documentation. They gave me a present. So the next day, Yaakov Mor picks me up and drives me to opposite the Knesset, our ministry buildings. We went into the minister's office, and I was guided into a room by the secretary. And while I was there, I heard very animated discussions in the hallway. After a few minutes of this, in comes Yitzchak Sudri. He was the spokesman for Shas, a very young man, 23, 24, and he is still the spokesman for Shas to this day. And he sits down, and he says, the minister cannot be at this meeting, but he has informed me that to tell you that everything I'm about to say is essentially from him. I said, okay. By the way, Yitzchak Sudri will never admit that. They've all clamped shut on this meeting. But what he tells me is the following. He said, in 1997, Shimon Peres won the elections by a full 2%, probably a little more. But because Netanyahu got the same documents that you have, they blackmailed Peres, and he lost the elections. And he said, "Is that good enough? Do you want the can we have the documents now?" I said, "Sure, take the documents." Secretary comes in, takes the documents, and we go and talking. Sudri tells me that in February of 1997, there was a meeting between the highest levels of the Labour Party and the Likud Party, which back then were the two major parties. Now, the highest levels means that Peres was there and Netanyahu was there. Those are the highest levels. There are other people we can speculate about, but they were the leaders of the party. And he says the Likud came with whatever documents you brought. They had those and many, many more. And he was right. I ended up with 2,500 documents, testimonies from everyone in the Secret Service, the police, civilians, court orders, hospital reports. Eventually, I got the whole story, I believe. And he says the meeting was the following. The Likud pulled out the documents, and Labor were in shock. The Likud said outright that Peres knocked off Rabin. And what they said is, "We have an election campaign that's just starting now. If you bring up the name Yitzhak Rabin even once, we're going to release the following documents." And Yitzhak Sudri makes like he's a card player, and with his hands out come the documents. And in the election campaign, to everyone's surprise, the Labour Party never mentioned Yitzhak Rabin. Then they said, "There's going to be a televised debate. Peres had better lose it." Boy, did Peres lose it. He looked like a monster. I mean, everything was wrong. Hair, makeup, everything he said, he lost that debate hands down. And then finally, the Likud takes a whole pile of documents and say to Labour, "And if Peres wins the election, we're going to release all of them." Now, the election was held, and I told Israelis this 100 times at different lectures. I said, "Do you remember that the television from 9 to midnight declared Peres the winner, and all the celebrations there were at his headquarters in Yad Vashem, an arena in Tel Aviv, and yet Peres didn't show up to thank his supporters. He didn't show up. But the loser, Netanyahu, at midnight shows up at Beit Ha'am, where there's a quarter of the crowd is left. And he's all smiles, and they're disheartened. And he says, "People, by morning I'm going to be prime minister. Just be patient." And all of a sudden, about 2 in the morning, Peres stopped receiving votes. And Netanyahu got all the votes. And all of a sudden, the Hebrews called a mapaka. There was a revolution where somehow Netanyahu won by 34,000 votes. There were 144,000 spoiled votes in that election. All of them Peres votes. And look, Israel's got, what, 1.7 million voters. That's about 9% of all the votes were spoiled, which doesn't happen. Now, I know in 1990 there was a campaign to spoil votes, and I participated in it, and they got 65,000 spoiled votes. This election had 144,000 out of a population base, a voting base of 1.7 million. And, well, I couldn't make a lot of sense out of it. But then we go back to Yitzhak Sudri. He says, "We're going to introduce you to a PhD student in law at the Tel Aviv University School of Law. And he'll meet you whenever you want. And he's got the documentation and quite a story to tell. He's doing his PhD on the rigged elections." So I phoned him and I met him again, as usual, at the worst restaurant in Tel Aviv. And this has happened all through my investigation, that people met at bad restaurants. They didn't want to be overheard. So I also learned the worst place in Israel to eat. And he was a young guy, a little shorter than me, very animated, and he told me the story. Now, he was whispering. Occasionally, I raised my voice a bit, and he just put his finger to his lips and shook his head back and forth and said, no, keep it down. And he would take his hand and lower it. He was very frightened. But the story he told was just what Eli Yishai said, that Likud blackmailed Peres because he murdered Rabin. And he said, tomorrow I'll get you the documents, we'll meet, and do with it as you will. I'll get you enough documents that you can run with the story. So the next day, I'm all excited. Not only did I break Rabin, I now have the proof that the government knew that Peres killed him. And he phones me up, the lawyer, and very agitated, but more so, and says to me, I got a phone call this morning. I can never meet with you, ever. And he banged down. That was it. So it looked like I had a great story, but I didn't have the final proof. I got it in the year 2000 when I gave a lecture in Beit Shemesh.
All right, well, we'll cover that, how you got the proof that the election was fraudulent. But we're going to have to wait. You can hear the music. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemesh. Here.
Time to honor and salute all of our area students and graduates. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties right around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again. That means don't drink and drive. Remember, graduation is a class act, so take the next step towards tomorrow by celebrating safely today. This message courtesy of Joe at Well County Customs in Hudson. Your leaders in custom fabrication, where you always get high-quality workmanship. Call 303-536-4949. That's 303-536-4949.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
is Morning Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, will you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get Sydney to your website, and how they can get in touch with you?
Well, this story is in my book, Save Israel, and you go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and it says search. There's a box. Write my name in there, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll get to my books. Well, the website is simple, barrychamish.com. We'll take you there. I have DVDs that aren't on Lulu, and a brand new one, which is called Take Back Israel, which dives into a lot of subjects. It was professionally recorded in New York, and that's my latest one, and they're all reasonably priced. Also selling is my lecture on the Vatican's new crusade for Jerusalem. You can call me for that, 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. Now we're back to getting the final proof. And by the way, this was proof enough as far as I was concerned, except they were, Shass was pulling ranks on me and denying we had ever met, and the lawyer had been threatened, and, well, I gave a lecture in Beit Shemesh. It was very successful. I guess about 100 people in one house. This was a terrible day because for the first time my car was rigged, and on the way to Beit Shemesh, my back tire blew out. I pressed down on my brakes. I had no brakes. I lifted up the emergency brakes. I had no emergency brakes. This was the first attempt on me, but I hitchhiked. I actually hitchhiked to the lecture after this very unnerving event, and putting the car on the side of the road, I gave a good lecture, and I told the story. At the end of the story, a man puts up his hand, stands up, and in front of 100 people said, "I was a polling booth supervisor in the last election. I want you to know something." Now, before I tell you what he said, the organizer, his name was David Morris. If anyone wants to actually pursue this story, which I doubt, and I'm probably not reaching an audience that could do anything if they got the story anyways, nonetheless, I like to add the names because as crazy as these stories are, they're actually true. He said, and this is what the poll supervisor said, he said, "We sorted out Perez's votes, and we took them out back and burnt them." I said, "Pardon me?" He said, "We burnt them. We got instructions to burn Perez's votes and replace them with spoiled votes." And I said, "Why do you do that?" He said, "Well, this is what they told us to do, and we did it." Now, I won't go into how that can be done, and I assume that the polling stations were like the polling station in Beit Shemesh, who hated Perez anyways. However it was done, they burnt Perez's votes. And all I can say is that every poll in Israel had Perez winning by 2%. Netanyahu won by 34,000 votes, 0.7%, something immensely small, but he beat Netanyahu he beat Perez because he blackmailed him over the Rabin assassination. That's why when the attempt on Khaled Mashal, remember, Carter visits him tomorrow in Damascus, was made, I assume, and many, many other people assume the same thing, that it was organized by Perez to show Israel that Netanyahu is a hopeless boob that can't do anything. That's why Mashal, I believe, was injected with something that he could come out of. So, it wasn't Sinai, that's for sure. This operation, I believe, was a revenge operation by Perez, But the business about the elections, every single word is the truth. Israel, for its great democracy, you may as well not vote. It's that simple. Why bother? They're going to rig the results anyways. Now, I'm going to add one last thing. It's a person I like very much. I worked with him on the Rabin assassination. He helped me a lot. Journalist Adir Zeke. He suddenly developed throat cancer. He went to the Mayo Clinic. They said they've never seen such fast-moving cancerous cells, and they couldn't. They opened them up and sewed them back together, and he said, there's nothing we could do. It's spread everywhere. He died within 4 months. Zeke told me, he said, if they could have done that to Mashal, they could have done that to me. I believe Adir Zeke was poisoned to death. But the important thing is, this is what Zeke told me. He believed he was poisoned to death as well. And he used the example of Khaled Mashal, showing the kind of medical, I wouldn't call this an advance. It's just the kind of poisons they save for special people. Well, let's go back to Israel this week, shall we?
Sure. Let's go ahead.
Condoleezza Rice left 2 weeks ago, and in her wake, she left an Israel that is just, well, it's not defending itself. Number one, the reports from Jerusalem have Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, who really, really is betraying her country, and I still don't know why. I'm waiting for the reason why. But she negotiated with Abu Ala, Abu Mazen's negotiator, and get this, she agreed to give Jerusalem International Airport to the PLO. Now, I can't tell you what an incredibly stupid thing that is to do. Number one, the airport hasn't been used for security reasons or because, well, probably Israel was told not to use it, but it hasn't been used for a little while. But still, if it becomes a PLO airport in Jerusalem, in Israel's capital city, look, PLO planes don't have to land at the airport. They can crash into the city, and there's no way to stop it. Now, if that airport goes, oh, my, if the PLO ever get bombers, they'll land freely at that airport, and they can take care of Jerusalem 30 seconds flight away. No country, no sane country would give away an international airport in their capital city to their worst enemy. It's a security violation. There are no words to describe what an incredibly dumb act that was.
Well, then why would Condoleezza Rice do that to the Israeli people? I mean, why would she betray the Israelis? That
she hates
make sense.
She despises
And we'll be back
Israel.
Here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Select Materials in Fort Lufkin reminds parents and families in our area that each year many American children lose their lives through the abuse of drugs. Drug addiction does not discriminate between rich and poor, privileged or underprivileged. Parents encourage your children to stay in school, say yes to life and education, and no to drugs. You and your children will be glad you did. This message is proudly sponsored by Select Materials at 17269 County Road 12 in Fort Lufton, serving our area. Call them at 857-4688. That's 857-4688. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, last segment of the program, you go on. We were asking, why would Condoleezza Rice, not only did she, you know, negotiate the giving away of the airport there in Jerusalem to the PLO, but she insisted the Israelis take down many of the roadblocks they had over some of the dirt roads that would now make it much more easier for the suicide bombers to get into Israel and wreak havoc there. I mean, time and again, they want Israel to make concessions to the PLO terrorists, and, you know, of course, they get nothing in return. They gave up Gaza with the idea, land for peace, and all they got was, you know, literally thousands of missiles have been fired in from Gaza now that the controlled by Hamas. None of these things make sense, so why is it going on?
Well, Rice hates Israel, personally, but she is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they've been trying to destroy Israel. After the Pollard scandal came the Madrid conference, and that led to Oslo. I mean, there's a whole process, but it's the actual diplomatic goal of the United States to get rid of Israel, and that's why. I mean, Rice also, you know, Rice told Ehud Barak, the defense minister, and I don't want to dive into him right now, but he removed 50 roadblocks, and that's it. The dirt roads that were blocked at one time by roadblocks are no longer guarded. Freedom of access, literally, you're down to a very few roadblocks in Israel, instead of having, let's say, 100, you cut it in half, you got it down to 50. And then the worst thing is, when Rice left, the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, emptied the armories of Yesha. Now, Yesha is Judea, Samaria, and theoretically Gaza, but that's pretty well gone. Should be called Yesh. But the armories, in case of a war, the IDF could not get to a lot of isolated settlements and instead left them full armories to defend themselves until help could come. They've all been emptied. Now, what the army said was incredibly stupid. It was because of break-ins. They emptied the armories because of break-ins. They didn't increase security. They just simply emptied the armories. Now, if a war breaks out, these settlements have had it. They've got a few sidearms, and that's that. And all of this was right after Rice left Israel. The settlers were disarmed. The roads were opened. And the airport, it looks like it's going to go to the PLO. It's just a disaster. Now, I was going to talk about the Hamas hitting major Israeli figures. Now, they're so close to Israel now. This week was Major General Yoav Gallant leading a delegation of Canadians, including their foreign minister. They were shot at. They actually had to dive for cover. Avi Dichter, head of the Shabak, has been attacked twice in the last, let's say, month and a half. The first time his house was rocketed, and they just missed. And, boy, you don't want to live next door to Avi Dichter because his neighbor's house was set on fire. It was supposed to be his house. Second time was at Sapir College in Sderot, where his aide got shot badly but survived, just missing Dichter. And then onwards was in Ashkelon, and a rocket attack started, immediately endangering Olmert. They're trying to kill the bigwigs right now, and Israel gave them the land and the ability to do it. Now, I want to note that Israel's 60th year celebration, which is supposed to be on May 11th, is dead in the water. I mean, this should have been planned years before. There should have been a world fair. I mean, something, 60 years in those conditions to celebrate a country. But nope, the money got released late, and when it got released, there was a public petition not to spend it. Spend it on education, help the poor who are underfed. Don't waste our money on this stupid celebration. The issue is that Israeli, this came from the left, by the way, from a Tel Aviv University professor. They are so disillusioned with the state and its leadership and its government, they don't want to celebrate the 60-year celebration. The depths that public morale has sunk to make a celebration impossible to hold. No one in Israel wants to celebrate their 60th anniversary as a nation. You may see a couple of visitors, but that's it. Israel no longer has the will even to party for a day or two.
And so basically what they've done is playing their psychological games on the minds of the Israeli people. They're destroying their patriotism.
Well, they've been doing that for many, many years, and you've now got a new generation since Oslo 15 years ago who literally their patriotism is rooting for the basketball team, maybe. They're not militant anymore. They won't defend their nation with any danger to themselves. You've got a new generation of the worst soldiers Israel's ever had. And that goes without saying. I mean, the next war, who's going to need soldiers? If there's a chemical or a dirty bomb attack, Israelis don't even have gas masks. Israel announced this week another beauty, that the mask will be ready in 5 years. In the meantime, they gave really good advice. If a nuke falls near your house or gas, hold your breath. Just hold your breath for 5 years, and we'll get a mask to you.
And it just doesn't make sense, Barry, unless there's another force out there working at the highest levels of the Israeli government that wants to destroy that nation and certainly the morale of the people.
Well, that's only my message. This is what I've been trying to tell people, and it doesn't help because...
Yeah, you keep on doing it, Barry. I think that the gods preserved your life for a purpose. Otherwise, they would have killed you long ago. God bless. We'll talk to you again next week.
Gotcha. Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry Shamish. The similarity between what is going on in Israel and what's going on here in the United States is shocking. You know, in Israel, they're not, of course, have no facilities for defending the people against chemical and biological warfare, and I believe there's a very real chance that this will occur, if not within a matter of months. Certainly there's going to be another war over there. But they're doing the same thing here in America. There are no preparations really for the American people in case of a nuclear or chemical or biological attack. Oh, believe me, they have the shelters for the elite, but not for the common people. And you have to ask yourself why. And then they're doing everything they can to disillusion us as far as the country is concerned. And, of course, we hear about all the corruption at every level of government, and it's really very real. But this has nothing to do with America. Our country, the country I love, has been taken over by evil and wicked people who worship a different God. Now, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the CD of it, the DVD of it, why we hope that you'll get that and go through, because it'll take you into the spiritual forces that are working behind the scenes. And then my talk on the forbidden secret comes with a syllabus. We think it's very important that you have this information. Our latest talk is the planned police state, which, of course, is not only my explanation of what's going on today, but it actually has footage from the Iran-Contra hearings back in 1988, where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the fact that there is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution, round up Americans and put them into concentration camps, and then, of course, Senator Inouye repeatedly interrupting, saying, "We can't have this discussion here. We can't have this discussion here." Why? Because they don't want the American people to know the truth. The talk is a DVD, the planned police state. There's an excellent syllabus with that. As where there are with so many of our talks, you want the documentation in hand so you can get it to other people. Then we also have material on the concentration camps, a four-tape set. We have a DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out. The amazing clips. You can get the concentration camp special, which, of course, is all sorts of DVDs and four-tape set and, of course, other material documentation of the plan for the establishment of a dictatorship in America. They've been preparing the American people for this for a long time. We have to be concerned about the internal terrorists. You can tell who the terrorists are. Why, they talk about Christianity in the Constitution. And if you believe that is absurd, you go to my website. You can pull down the directive that was put out by the Phoenix FBI to the local anti-terrorist network, and of course they actually have there. They talk about it. You can tell a terrorist because they talk about the Constitution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have people at the highest levels of our government who hate the Constitution, who hate freedom, who are dedicated to the establishment of a world government. and a new world order and a new world religion. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5